broadcast is a production of the WJPA CNS Foundation.
Good morning and welcome to Peters Township's AHN Arena and the WPIL Wrestling Team Tournament. In conjunction with the NFH Network and Flow Wrestling, the WJPA Sports Network brings you the double semifinals featuring number 3 McGuffey and number 2 Derry Area. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg, along with Dacia Skolnekovich directing here at Peters Township, Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. McGuffey is making its first ever trip to the WPIL Team Tournament semis. Their first in 5 years. 2018 is the last time Derry reached the semifinals. Our coverage of the WPIL AA Team Tournament is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by McAdoo's Towing and Crane. Their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. By Lone Pine Country Club, a great championship golf course and so much more. Call 724-222-4700 for membership details. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. And by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. The WLA Championship and third place matches will follow our action. AAA semifinals are scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon. We will take a look at our complete broadcast schedule when we continue here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.
College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road, but if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles, and with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
A new era is underway at Lone Pine Country Club. Lone Pine is under new ownership, and there's never been a better time to join. With fresh updates, enhanced amenities, and a great championship golf course, Lone Pine Country Club offers a newly improved dining experience and renovated banquet spaces, perfect for your next event. Choose from a variety of membership options. Join Lone Pine Country Club this year. For details, call 724-222-4700 or email info@lonepinecc.com.
Number 1, Burl Bucks come into the tournament by way of a 58-15 win over Greensburg Salem in round 1 and a 55-15 victory over Southmoreland in the quarterfinals to get back to the semis. Quaker Valley, the 4 seed, will wrestle Burl. Quaker Valley, 54-18 winner over Elizabeth Forward, and then beat Freedom 48-23. Our match, number 2, Derry Area, over Avella 68-6 in the opening round and beat the returning finalist Burgettstown 49-15 in the quarters to get here. For McGuffey, first time into the semis in 5 years, the Highlanders 62-11 victory over Avonworth and then beat the 6 seed Laurel Spartans 45-24. Coming up later, once we're done with this first session, we'll head into third place and championship matchups, and those will determine who goes where in Tuesday's opening rounds of the PIAA tournament. All 4 of these teams have already qualified. Not quite the case in AAA, where only 3 of the 4 will advance, the 2 finalists and the winner of the third place match. Semifinals in 3A scheduled to get underway at 1:30, and we will have the Thomas Jefferson matches for you here on WJPA as well. Number 3 TJ will take on number 2 Franklin Regional in the semifinals. Number 1 Connellsville will wrestle number 5 Norwin. Norwin, the only team in the two brackets outside the top 4 seeds. Norwin knocked off number 4 Bethel Park 32-28. But we'll have plenty of time to talk about AAA when we get there. Both area ranking services, the Trib HSSN and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, have our four teams here in the AA semis ranked 1-4 in that order: Burrell, Derry, McGuffey, Quaker Valley. McGuffey is 15-4 on the year under Jared Roberts. Troy Dolan's Derry area Trojans come in at 17-2. Ken Wonderly in the Post-Gazette commenting, and pretty widespread belief, McGuffey's strongest team in a decade. The last time the Highlanders made the finals was 2015. McGuffey with 9 wrestlers with 15 or more wins. Derry has 8 wrestlers with 15 or more wins. Quite a matchup here in the semifinals, as you would well expect in the WPIL team tournament. We're going to start today at 133 pounds. And again, we're going to concentrate entirely on the McGuffey-Derry matchup. We will have quick score updates as we move through on the Burrell and Quaker Valley. The winners will meet in the championship match. The losers will meet in the third place match. And all of that is going to determine positioning when we go to the state team tournament, which has a whole different look, starting with preliminary round matches are not until Tuesday. And that is because teams on the top line of their first round pairings will host those preliminary matches and then wrestle the winner of those preliminaries. So PIAA needing time to make sure sites were ready to go. And then we don't go to the Giants Center on Thursday. We don't head to the championship site until Friday, and that will be quarterfinalists only. And at that championship site, it will be in District 6 at the at Altoona Area High School. So wrestle quarterfinals on Friday, and then semifinals, finals, and a couple of consolation rounds on Saturday as well. And all of that, AA and AAA, at Altoona. Going to get started here in just a moment or so, and we will have the 133-pound bout between McGuffey and Derry when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS Network and Flow Wrestling.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And we go to 133 pounds. And we have not gotten an announcement, or Flo hasn't popped up yet. Takedown for the Dairy Wrestler here in the early going. And, of course, the new rule changes with 3 points for takedowns. 3-0 lead here in the early going. McGuffey has Lane Ealy, Driston McAnally, and Emmett Wolf available. Giovanni Beatrice and Anthony Musi available for Derry. Skate picked up for the McGuffey wrestler, able to get to his feet. 3-1 the score, about 40 seconds remaining here in this opening period. And then again, we thought we were going to get wrestler announcements and all of that, and see where we are here. Another takedown for Derry, up now 6-1, and our apologies. I'd be happy to tell you who's on the mat, but ...6-1 lead late first period. 6-1 Derry leading this bout when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Micah. He tweaked his shoulder. So did Max. And Miles did too. And while they could all use some quality PT, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to make a comeback. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized rehab plan to protect Miles' backswing and Max's throwing arm and Micah's serve. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
Early second period, now we get word Anthony Musi for Derry and Emmett Wolf for McGuffey. Mucci took bottom position to start the second and quickly out for an escape, and now in on a single trying to shelf that leg, but Wolf fights that off, shoving on the side of the head and prying Mucci off of that leg, and now the two will separate. Wrestling on mat two here at Peters Township. A little smaller mat than mat one. The new out-of-bounds rules as well. If either wrestler has a point of contact inside the lines, we're staying inbounds. Good leg shot by Musi and a funk attempt there by Wolf. And now Wolf trying to get his own leg free and out off the side of the body of Musi. Musi trying to reach up around the head. Still has a hold of Wolf's leg, and Wolf works that back to the mat. 45 seconds to go in the second. 7-1 lead for Anthony Musi of Derry over Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. Two work their way to the boundary, and we'll get a clean start. Our officials, Greg James working in the center this bout, and Sean Kearney, the assistant. Those two will alternate throughout the dual meet. Wolf took a shot, and I don't know if he closed his eyes or what happened there, but he swiped at the legs and just came up catching nothing but air, and an easy takedown for Musi, and he opens the margin up to 10-1. Points in the final 20 seconds. Wolf gave up three, going to come back and get one, but period comes to an end. 10-2 Musi after two, third period on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Emmett Wolf chooses bottom position to start the third, and Musi just gives him the escape to start the period. In on a leg, trips the other leg out, jumps on top, and gets the takedown, open the margin back up to 10. Wolf giving an escape, and Musi going to take advantage of his apparent superiority in the neutral position. Wolf, though, gets in on the leg. Musi across the waist, trying to leverage Wolf off of it, and he's able to do that. Just over a minute remaining in the third period, opening bout in this 2A semifinal. Musi walks into another double takedown here. And opens up 16-4, escape given, 16-5. Wolf and Musi end up out of bounds. Bonus points could become very important. You want to get extra anywhere you can and limit when possible. Musi, dominant in the neutral position in this match, has an 11-point lead right now. If he could work a package to get the takedown and a back swipe, a couple of back swipes, then we end up in a near fall situation and could get to a technical fall. Referee Craig James quickly stopped that action. 30 seconds remaining. Wolf wants to stay active here but not expose anything. It's going to be tough to get under the 8-point margin, and he would need that same kind of package. A little short drag attempt by Musi. Wolf fights that off. Wolf works a front spin. 10 seconds to go, and they're both out of bounds. There's 7 seconds remaining in our 133-pound bout. And it doesn't look like either is going to take a shot. We'll stay right there. Musi, major decision, 16-5. We'll go to 139 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Lucas Barr of McGuffey quickly takes down Brett Klim of Derry and put him onto his back for three backs. So takedown and three near falls for Barr, and he's trying to run a Barr in a one-on-one. He flattens Klim to his belly. Barr powering up on that, trying to run the Barr. Lost the wrist, goes back and gets it, and just driving that arm bar, trying to trap the wrist. And is able to do that. Barr pretty much out of bounds, and he's trying to keep Klim with contact, and as he spins with that arm bar, the two end up out of bounds, and they'll come back to the middle. 6-0 lead for McGuffey's Lucas Barr. Four nothing team lead for Derry. Barr with the 6-0 lead. Working head into the back of the left arm, but not able to do anything with that. Tries to just dump Klim over onto that shoulder. Klim had his knees back up under him, but not under enough to get any kind of leverage. And Barr just muscles Klim over for a swipe, but just one, I believe. Sean Kearney says no backs. So working right at the far edge of the mat again. Barr sees just doesn't have room to work and try to muscle that up. And now they both step, pull their left feet to the boundary, and we'll get a fresh start. Guffey Highlanders come in on a roll, winning five dual meets in a row, including the two in the team tournament. We're going to get a blood stoppage for Lucas Barr. McGuffey also went to the Virginia duels, a ninth place finish there, beating Independence, Virginia, to take ninth, and rolled West Green and Churchiers Houston to close section action. For Derry, 17-2 mark on the year. And that an impressive run. Their last loss was to Parkersburg, West Virginia, in the Moon Duels in mid-December. Since then, a 28th finish at Powerade, fourth place finish at the Westmoreland County Coaches Association, and a first place finish at the Ultimate Warrior Tournament at West Branch. Escape to Clem here late in this period. The Highlanders again giving up late points, but now Barr trying to get around and pry Clem off the legs. Does, and he's going to get three. Gave up one, got three, and leads 9-1, does Lucas Barr of McGuffey after one second period on the WJPA Sports Network. When we come right back.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Lucas Barr will lead on the scoreboard and work on top to begin the second. Goes right back to that Barr combination that he used very nicely in that first period. Brett Clem trying to work his way up out of that, but Barr just sinks it in, now traps the wrist. Clem on his knees, and Barr unable to keep the wrist in that situation. Now gets it back, goes to the one-on-one on the other side, and Clem fighting his way to the boundary. Two are still in bounds, but they are no longer. Lucas Barr, a junior. Brett Clem is a Derry senior. And it's going to be a blood time again for Lucas Barr. Barr ranked number one in the Post-Gazette rankings at 139 pounds. Clem is the fifth-ranked wrestler in those same rankings. Derry leads the team score 4-0. Burrell up 3-0 on Quaker Valley. Both matches are at the 139-pound level, match number two. 189 will be bout number seven, so we'll keep that in mind. Blood timeout is stopped. It's like when we restart, Clem is going to be given an escape by Barr. So a minute to go in the second period, 9-2 the count. Barr takes a good shot. Clem able to scramble back and fight that off. Got the legs moving and able to use strength up top to keep Barr from advancing that position. Tie up outside the center circle, which new mats at center circle. Understanding is that when we start to see new wrestling mats introduced, that center circle is going to disappear. Barr keeps coming. Toes out, stuck him back in, and no takedown there. Barr, good scramble, but couldn't finish it inbounds. One of the interesting comments we saw in the explanations from NFHS was that wrestlers, coaches, and fans all know where the center of the mat is. We don't need to put that circle there. As long as we have the start lines, everything will be just fine. Final seconds of the second period, 9-2 lead for McGuffey's Lucas Barr. Wrestling neutral here since that blood stoppage. And Barr got close but could not get the takedown, so the only scoring in the second, an escape by Clem. We'll go to the third period on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Start of the third, Barr on the bottom, works his way to his feet for an early escape, and now leads 10-2. It's a major decision lead at the moment. Shot by Barr, stalling call against Clem. Whizzer by Clem keeps Barr from getting around behind. Barr ends up on a leg, trying to shelf it on the left side. And now he keeping Clem from diving for the boundary, and Barr drops on top and gets control. Takedown makes it a 13-2 lead. Third takedown of the match for Lucas Barr. We wonder here if he might cut him loose and go for it. Give up one. And now wrestle neutral. 105 to go. 10-point lead for Barr. Walks into a double. Dumps Klim to his hips. Gets the takedown. I think you want to do that again because try to wrap this up. Score is now 16-3. Barr and Klim laying just their knees and lower legs in. And coach is telling Barr, cut him loose and do it one more time. The escape comes with 45 seconds to go. It's a 12-point lead. Another takedown by Barr will end it unless he puts Klim right to his back. Toss attempt by Klim. Barr gets the takedown, and that's going to end the match. Technical fall at 5:27. 19-4, your final score. McGuffey, 5. Derry, 4. We go to 145 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network on Flow Wrestling.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Victor Bonus presents for McGuffey, Jeremiah Guest for Derry as we move up to 145. McGuffey leading Derry 5-4, Quaker Valley 4, Burrell 3. Both of those matches after two bouts, and the lower-seeded team in each with a one-point lead after two matches. Victor Bonus, fifth-ranked wrestler at 145 pounds in the Post-Gazette rankings. And Bonus will be obviously looking for the win, but any bonus points, of course, any points he gets are bonus points. Okay, I probably won't be invited back to the comedy club. Bonus and Guest wrestling neutral, right in the center of the CCNS bout. Guest trying to get to a leg, and Bonus tying up hands, fights that off, and then takes a nice shot, single shot hit outside. Trying to pick that up. Guest trying to reach across the back, and now he pries Bonus off of it. Guest spins and gets around to get the takedown himself. 3-0 Jeremiah Guest. Bonus almost went to his back, tumbling back onto the mat. It'll be a locked hands call against Guest, so a penalty point to Bonus. Comes with 32 seconds remaining. First period. Oof. Bonus broken flat to the mat. Guest riding tough up on top. Unable to get the base under him to stay. Guest with the knee in the butt works to the left side, then jumps to the right, tries to bar that arm. Bonus trying to just hang on right there, and looks like he'll be able to do that. 3-1 Jeremiah Guest after 1 second period on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Victor Bonus chose bottom, went to a roll right off the whistle. Almost got stopped partway through, able to finish it off. Does not give up any back counts. But Jeremiah Guest, since getting that takedown about 45 seconds in the first period, has been dominant on top. Bonus having trouble getting anything going. He goes to a roll, and Guest sticks him in the middle of it this time. Back count has gone to its full boat. Guest trying to work his weight back and hook underneath Bonus's head. Victor Bonus, the number 5-ranked wrestler, in all kind of trouble here. Jeremiah Guest not going to be able to stick him, but there will be near falls, 4 of them. 4-point near fall situation halfway through the second period. It's 7-1 Guess. And Guess now cradling Bonus, and both shoulders well exposed, and Bonus is pinned. 3:11 officially the time of the fall. Derry 10, McGuffey 5. We go to 152 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
A new era is underway at Lone Pine Country Club. Lone Pine is under new ownership, and there's never been a better time to join. With fresh updates, enhanced amenities, and a great championship golf course, Lone Pine Country Club offers a newly improved dining experience and renovated banquet spaces, perfect for your next event. Choose from a variety of membership options. Join Lone Pine Country Club this year. For details, call 724-222-4700 or email info@lonepinecc.com.
Post-Gazette's number one ranked 152-pounder, returning WPIL champion Mason Horwat, set to take on McGuffey's Garrett Newman here at 152. Horwat, 2-on-1 tie. Good scramble underneath by Newman to avoid being taken down back into the middle. Horwat right across the circle, and he just gets Newman off balance and able to take him down. We are 25 seconds in. Horwat going to give the free point away, come right back in, and he just overpowers Newman and dumps him into the mat, shoves him down, and gets a second takedown. Newman slow to find his way back to the middle. Mason Horwat up now 6-1. Sit out. Looked like switch thought was there, but Newman doesn't do it. Horwat lets Newman sit out again and shoves him away hard, the back of the neck. Drives Newman's head down. Horwat doesn't want to work there at the boundary, and then he just kind of flings Horwat out of bounds, and a stalling call against Newman. Swipe at a leg by Horwat. Doesn't get there. Packages the head. Grabs the leg and works his cradle in. Now just trying to inflict a little pain here and take a little fight out of Newman, and stacks him up on the shoulders. The left shoulder just barely off, and Newman able to kick out of the cradle and will pick up, give up the 4-point near fall. That'll take it now 13-2. Russell's getting another escape for Newman, and Horwat has just dominated this bout. Going to spin around, get another takedown to make it 16-3 with 20 seconds to go. Horwat between the legs, trying to go to a 2-on-1 tilt, exposed the shoulders. He's going to get a couple of swipes here, and if he can get the full boat, could end this bout, and will do that. 3-point near fall and a tech fall. 15-5, the score, the time, 1:53, and the score, 19-3, Mason Horwat. Derry 15, McGuffey 5, we go to 160 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Underway at 160 pounds, Olson for Derry, number two ranked 160-pounder. Quickly in on a takedown against Clayton. Escape to Gage Clayton. 30 seconds in, 2-on-1 tie worked by Olson, trying to find a place to do something with legs as well, and he gets Clayton off balance but unable to close in and get the takedown. Now shoots for a leg. Head on the inside on this single sweep kick, other leg free. Whizzer quickly in at the very last second by Clayton, just delays the inevitable takedown for Olson. 30-4 mark here at 160 pounds, and he goes to a cradle. Clayton's left arm is through it, and now Olson got out from underneath it a bit, but good work by Clayton to stick that arm back through. Olson has not given up the cradle. He's going to get at least two near falls. He hasn't lost the cradle yet, so he hasn't gotten the points. Leading at the moment 6-1. The Derry Trojans up on the team board 15-5 on McGuffey. Burrell leading Quaker Valley now 20-4. That's 17 straight team points for Burrell, 11 straight for Quaker or for Derry. Cradle was lost by Olson, so he picks up the two near falls. The score goes now to 8-1. Another roll to the back. A couple of more back counts, and this one may have gone 4 seconds, four swipes. The arm bar in. 8-1 lead for Olson. Hasn't lost the bar yet, so he hasn't gotten those back counts. Final seconds, he's going to run Clayton back over, but run out of time. Four backs there at the buzzer. 12-1 Olson after one. We'll keep it here. Olson's going to defer. Clayton will choose neutral. Olson up 12-1. Clayton in on a tie-up. Olson loves to do that two-on-one and then find a way to that unguarded leg. Couple of taps, pull down on the head, drop to a single, turn it to a double. Clayton got a turnover, give up the takedown. It's 15-1. And now any further scoring by Olson before Clayton will end the bout, unless it's into a pinning possibility. And that's why Olson doesn't want to give up on the opportunity to turn Clayton over. Clayton trying to turn on Olson. One swipe by Olson. He had Clayton in some peril on top for a moment, but unable to either of them to advance that. Wrist is trapped. Whizzer or a bar in on the side. The count is going, and this is going to end the bout if Clayton can stay off his back and get out of this arm bar. Left shoulder clearly up off. And now points are going to be awarded. Not sure why, but didn't see the loss of the hold, and we do get the technical fall. 19-1, 3:04 the time. Tech fall for Olson. And the team score now goes to Derry 20, McGuffey 5. We go to 172 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Reed Teagarden of McGuffey awarded a forfeit at 172. And now McGuffey with the two wrestlers to come out here against Achilles Kaufman. Team score now goes to 20-11. Derry leading McGuffey. Derry has won four bouts, McGuffey two. Yeah, we get 189 pounds underway. My apologies. It is not Kaufman. Brady Brown, the number two ranked 89-pounder, comes right out and takes down Damon Pavarnik. Takedown for Brown. An escape and another takedown. So takedown, three nears, and another takedown. It's quickly 9-1, 30 seconds in. Near fall situation, Pavarnik put to his back once again and in all kind of trouble. Just somehow trying to arch enough to keep his right shoulder up off the mat. Brown trying to shove it down, Still over a minute remaining. And the fall is called. 101, the time of the fall for Brady Brown, pinning Damon Pavarnik. Derry 26, McGuffey 11 through 7 bouts. We get a 2:15. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network, Flow Wrestling at NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We go to 215 pounds, Aaron Supler for McGuffey and Chase Lucon for Derry. Derry up on the team score now 26-11. Burrell leading Quaker Valley 26-11. 1-2 in control at the moment. We go to bout number 8 in our duel. Burrell and Quaker Valley are one behind that. Supler driving into Lucon. Those two go out of bounds. Winners of these two semis will wrestle on mat number 1 here at the AHN Arena for the 2A championship. The losers will wrestle on mat 2 for third place, and that third place match for positioning going into the state team tournament. And I will tell you what, if my memory serves me correctly, the fourth play, a little nice arm drag by Supler. He's going to get the takedown, able to drag, get behind Lucon, and get the triple. Just over a minute gone in this first. Supler working one-on-one on both, and he has Lucon flat on the mat. Lucon able to work his knees back up under him, and Supler goes tight waist with the right arm and trying to chop out the left. TPing up does Lucon side by side, and Lucon rolls to his back. Supler trying to stick him there. Lucon a little leverage there, and now he's got Supler up on his head. Three near falls awarded. But now it's Lucon, looks to have a side-by-side himself, but doesn't have the leg hooked, and Supler able to pop out of that. So the three near falls, and Supler going to keep control as we move toward the end of this first period. Nice counter work there by Aaron Supler. Now Lucon and the two roll out of bounds as the period ends, and everything stays the same. Supler 6, Lucon nothing. Second period on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
This is Micah. He tweaked his shoulder. So did Max. And Miles did too. And while they could all use some quality PT, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to make a comeback. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized rehab plan to protect Miles' backswing and Max's throwing arm and Micah's serve. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
Aaron Supler of McGuffey with a 6-0 lead early second period. Lucon on the bottom, again broken flat to the mat. Trying to work his way back up. Supler got a half in on one side. Now tries to step to that left side and power that, but he has nothing else. Dangerous position. You got to keep Lucon broken flat to the mat. Lucon gets up to his knees, and Supler has to abandon that power half. And back around. Stalling call against Lucon. Comes with just over a minute remaining. Second period. Supler McGuffey up 6-0. Derry leads the team score at 26-11. Supler, cross face, grabs the far arm, trying to work that far arm across the chest, but got way out in front. Lucon got to his knees. Supler scrambles back around behind. Lucon thought he was going to turn it and face, and Supler drops around both ankles and trips Lucon back into the mat. 6-0, right where we were at the end of the first period, though we did have a little scramble late in that first period. Super were able to not panic, stay in control, trying to use a bar in a one-on-one, and Lupon fights out of both of those and gets his wrist free. 10 seconds remaining in this second period. It has been Aaron Supler riding, stalling against Lucon. Penalty point to Supler. Period comes to an end. We'll go to the third period on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Supler chooses neutral position and makes that pay off 20 seconds into this third. Aaron Supler with his second takedown of the bout. He leads now 10-0, 90 seconds remaining in the third. Team scores, Derry 26, McGuffey 11. Burroughs leading Quaker Valley now 32-14 at the same place. Supler going to let Lucon up. First point of the match for Chase Lucon from Derry. 10-1 lead for Supler. A couple of takedowns already. Going to try to work for another one here. As we've talked during this wrestling season with the change in scoring, 3 points for a takedown, up to 4 for a near fall. And you don't have to go 5 seconds anymore. If you get 4 swipes, you get 4 points. So 7, 8, 9 point leads aren't what they used to be, particularly wrestling neutral. Lucon really abandoned a shot pretty early on, and nice counter work by Supler as Lucon was trying to get out of that attempt. Supler took him down, and now bull rushes him at the edge of the mat. Escape for Lucon. That'll make it 13-2. 30 seconds remaining. Supler across. Guys tie up. Lucon trying to shove back into Supler. Supler trying to work out of this tie-up and get to the legs. Ankle picks. Lucon fights off of that. Charges back. Supler gets to both feet. Tries to improve that, and as he steps forward, ends up stepping out of bounds. 9 seconds to go. Major decision lead at the moment for Aaron Supler, and would take a takedown and a couple of swipes to get beyond that. That's where it's going to end. Supler 13, Lucon 2. Major decision for McGuffey. It's Derry 26, McGuffey 15. We go to 285 here on the WJPA Sports Network.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
We go to 285 pounds, Mason Hewitt for McGuffey. And Levi Haas. Haas and Hewitt shake hands. Hewitt, as Haas comes right across the circle. Hewitt trying to dig his feet in and try to stop this shove by Haas. Haas trying to snap down, and Haas going to spin around behind and get the takedown 15 seconds in. Right off the whistle, Levi Haas coming right across the circle, and Hewitt trying to recover there. And as he shoved back, Haas used that against him, the snap down and around. Now a Nelson trying to grab the far arm, and Hewitt goes to his back, and Haas has him all but stuck. Right shoulder definitely down, the left one just barely up off the mat. Haas looking like, what I got to do here, and he's got to shove the other shoulder back down, and the fall comes in 48 seconds. Levi Haas puts Derry up by 17 with 4 bouts to go. 32-15 Derry. We go to 107 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
We get a 107 pounds, any win for Derry the rest of the way, my math tells me, will clinch the dual meet. 107 pounds, Rocco DiCario. Taken down by McGuffey's Blake Jamison. About 30 seconds into our first period. Jamison hooked the leg. It looked like he was going across the shoulders for a possible cradle, but out of bounds. Jamison grabs the forearm, trying to pull that across the chest. Good work by the DiCario with the near arm to reach out and grab Jamison's leg. And now McGuffey, 107-pounder, try to slide across to get some kind of control here or keep control. It's 3-0, 50 seconds to go in the first. And those two tumble out of bounds. Seconds to go, first period. Blake Jamison and McGuffey with an early takedown against Rocco DiCario. Stand up by DiCario. Jamison picks him up around the waist, sets him onto his hip, tried to trap him and stick him onto his back, but that doesn't happen. Now working up front, and DiCario goes up perpendicular. Again, that forearm grab by Jamison, but he got a little too far into it, and he's going to end up giving up an escape. And no back counts out of that. Good hard work by Jamison, but just a little too much. End of one, Jamison 3, DiCario 1, second period on the WJPA Sports Network. When we come right back.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or break down on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Start of the second period, bottom position chosen by Rocco DiCario. Set team scores for you after 2:85 with four bouts to go. Derry leads McGuffey 32-15. Same position, Burrell leads Quaker Valley 32-7. And barring team point deductions, that bout is clinched. Jamison trying to stick DiCario on his back, but can't get him there, and DiCario comes out with a reversal to tie the match at 3, and those two end up out of bounds. Jamison's been close to a couple near fall situations, but just couldn't get them. Stand corrected. That Burrell Quaker Valley match was not at 107 yet, and they're about to go there now. Bar in by DiCario. A minute to go in the second. He and Blake Jamison tied at 3. DiCario with legs in as well, and now trying to power on this bar, and Jamison in danger of going over. DiCario got off the legs. Jamison trying to turn into him. DiCario got the legs back in, and now he's going to a half Nelson on the right side, and Jamison goes over, and DiCario trying to stick him there. Picks up on the head, lost the Nelson, but is going to pick up a full boat near fall. Big second period for Rocco DiCario. 6 points in this period, so it should now be 7-3 lead for Derry's 107-pounder looking to clinch the dual meet. Bars an arm and runs with that bar. Turns Jameson up perpendicular. End of the second period, 10-3 lead for DiCario. We go to the third period, they'll work neutral. Stand up. Back to the knees, back to the feet. Now working open, and DiCario trying to fight out of a two-on-one tie by Jameson. Jameson had the first points of the match, got an early takedown. Team scored 32-15. McGuffey has to sweep. DiCario drops on a leg. Whizzer in by Jameson trying to fight that off. Good scramble with that Whizzer. Both guys flopping around, and now Jameson going to give up the takedown. Couldn't hold off any longer. 13-3 now with just a minute to go. Yeah, we understand the audio quality on our NFHS and Flow broadcast is not up to standards, and has to do with the Flow connection, we believe. They're working on that right now. Double bar by DiCario, and Jameson's shoulders exposed, and one clearly down, one just barely off. There can't be an inch between that, though, one shoulder blade and the mat. DiCario goes to a half, and he just almost folded Jameson over. Gets the four-point near fall, and about going to end. We're going to get two swipes here late. We're going to get a tech fall. Indeed, we are. A late four-point near fall for DiCario, and he storms back. Tech fall at the six-minute mark, 21-3. The final score, and Derry clinches the dual meet. Trojans 37, Highlanders 15. We go to 114. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
A new era is underway at Lone Pine Country Club. Lone Pine is under new ownership, and there's never been a better time to join. With fresh updates, enhanced amenities, and a great championship golf course, Lone Pine Country Club offers a newly improved dining experience and renovated banquet spaces, perfect for your next event. Choose from a variety of membership options. Join Lone Pine Country Club this year. For details, call 724-222-4700 or email info@lonepinecc.com.
Matthew Furnell for Derry, Clayton Ely for McGuffey here at 114 pounds. Ely quickly in on a takedown package up into a cradle. He's got Furnell stacked up. Furnell trying to stick an arm through, and Ely trying to work up over those shoulders and shove that arm back out of this cradle. And once again, Furnell got stacked almost straight up in the air, but good work there to get back to his knees for a moment. Clayton Ely just bringing it from the takedown to the cradle and a couple of stack ups here. All this, only 4 points. If he doesn't get the pin, it's going to be a 7-point move, but he's got Furnell all kind of ways in trouble. And the shoulder goes down, and the fall comes in 52 seconds for Clayton Ely. Derry 37, McGuffey 21. We go to 121 pounds here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Couple of top five ranked wrestlers squaring off here in a 121-pound bout. McGuffey's Tucker Main, 27-9 coming in, taking on number five Dylan Bateman, 25-10 here in the 121-pound weight class. Great head-to-head matchup between two guys in those top five positions. 37-21, Derry leads McGuffey. Check the Burl Quaker Valley scoreboard. Tells me 44-13. And they're also at 121 pounds, I do believe. And we understand got a little more volume from me, but still now a hum again. So that, for those of you watching on Flow and NFHS, they are scrambling here to try to square that away for you. Main and Bateman wrestling neutral, scoreless here in our first period, over halfway in. And Burl Bucks just rolling on in their dual meet. And we'll be back in the championship match once again. It's going to be McGuffey and Quaker Valley. Those two met in the early rounds a year ago in the team tournament. Talk about that ahead of that dual meet. I believe the plan is that it'll be about 15 minutes between the end of this. I believe that'll be that's the plan, at least from the end of our match. I think they're talking about 15-minute stoppage. They may wait till 11:30. I'm not really sure, but we have the main Bateman match and the 127-pound matchup with Lane Neely and Giovanni Beatrice scheduled to wrestle. Scoreless after one between Main and Bateman. Bateman will take bottom for the second period. Bateman sits out. Main trying to rock him back over to his knees and is able to do that. But not able to keep him there. First point of the match goes to Dylan Bateman. 20 seconds into the second. Picks up an escape. Burl goes final 49-13. Number one, Burl Bucks with the win over Quaker Valley. Takedown for Bateman. And traps the far arm and exposes Main shoulders. Count has gone full. Points not yet awarded, but Sean Kearney now puts the four fingers in the air. An 8-point opening minute of the second. From the bottom, Dylan Bateman in a scoreless tie going to the second. It's 1-3-4. Outside leg hook by Bateman. 45 seconds remaining in this second period. One of the other pieces that we've looked at from time to time, this out-of-bounds rules have kept the clock turning a lot more than what we used to see. 20 seconds remaining. These guys have been in bounds this entire period, and Bateman able to turn Main to a place where his shoulders and upper chest inbounds. So the clock keeps turning, and looks like they're going to stay that way through the end of period two. Big second period for Dylan Bateman. 8-point lead after two, third period on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
8-0 lead for Dylan Bateman. He and Maine will work neutral here in this third period. Stalemate called early on by referee Sean Kearney. Correction on the Burrell Quaker Valley final. It was 55-13. One of the situations that happens when you don't use the regular scoreboards that sometimes message board operators don't get all the way updated before they post something, but we'll make that work. 55-13 is the Burrell final against Quaker Valley. We're at 37-21. Derry with the dual meet clinched. Shot taken by Tucker Main, and so far this top five head-to-head matchup is going by way of the number five over the number three. And again, all of the scoring in this bout coming in that second period. Bateman with an escape 25 seconds in, a takedown 10 seconds later, and then got the near falls in the middle of that period and able to ride the rest of the way out to lead 8-0 after that second period. Just 25 seconds remaining here in the third. The number two seed Derry Area Trojans under head coach Troy Dolan going to pick up their 18th dual meet win of the year. One more bout to go. This one just 10 seconds remaining. And this one's going to go final. All the scoring in that second. Dylan Bateman with a major decision. Derry 41, McGuffey 21. We go to 127 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
We go to 127 pounds. Giovanni Beatrice for Derry. Takes a nice shot in on the legs of Lane Ely, and he's going to get the early takedown. Three nothing lead here. Leg shelved for a moment. Beatrice trying to keep the post in between, and now we get a blood stoppage, it would appear. And it's going to be a blood timeout, I believe, for Beatrice. Tend to Giovanni Beatrice, a 127-pounder. Derry won four of the first five and then three of the next five. Score at the moment 41-21 through 12 weights. Beatrice ready to get back at it. And Jason Tennant, our tech guru, working with the guys from Flow Wrestling. And hopefully they're getting this all squared away, those of you watching on NFHS or on Flow. It's out of our hands. Join us on WJPA online and on air. Two wrestlers make their way to their feet and scramble out of bounds. So just over a minute to go in the first. 3-0 lead for Giovanni Beatrice of Derry. Spiral ride, abandon that, go to a leg, and now hook up underneath the left shoulder. Ely trying to lean back into Beatrice. A couple of back counts for Beatrice on top. He'll get the two-point near fall. And now legs around the body and trying to power on a half on the left side. Beatrice looking to work his weight back a little bit. Leg in a little more control, and now another power Ely, shoulders exposed, and Beatrice trying to get out from underneath while keeping the legs locked in. Nice little balance to try to work there. 10 seconds to go in our first period. Three near falls. So 8-0 end of one. Nope, not quite end, because near fall count happening again. Four more near falls and a 12-0 lead after one. We'll keep it here. And Beatrice will choose neutral position for the second. And if he gets a takedown without putting Ely right to his back, the bout's going to end. An impressive performance by the Derry area Trojans here this morning in the WPIL semifinals. First time since 2018. McGuffey here for the first time since 2020. Spin move, and boy, Beatrice puts Ely right to his back, trying to trap that arm. Ely goes belly down. The takedown and three near falls will end this one at the 2:22 mark. Technical fall, and the score 18-0, Giovanni Beatrice. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or breakdown on the road, but if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
A new era is underway at Lone Pine Country Club. Lone Pine is under new ownership, and there's never been a better time to join. With fresh updates, enhanced amenities, and a great championship golf course, Lone Pine Country Club offers a newly improved dining experience and renovated banquet spaces, perfect for your next event. Choose from a variety of membership options. Join Lone Pine Country Club this year. For details, call 724-222-4700 or email info@lonepinecc.com.
Welcome back to Peters Township's AHN Arena. Let's get you a recap. We started at 133 pounds, a major decision for Anthony Musi of Derry over Emmett Wolf, 16-5. The final score, Derry led 4-0. McGuffey took a lead, the only lead they would have today. Lucas Barr with a technical fall against Brett Klim, 9-1 after one and 9-2 after two. But then Barr went to escape takedown mode and just piled it on. 19-4, the final, 5:27 at the time of the tech fall. McGuffey was up 5-4 on Derry. Trojans win the next three, all with bonus points. Two tech falls and a pin. Jeremiah Guess, a winner by fall at 145 pounds, pinning Victor Bonus. Match was 3-1 after one, but Guess strong on top, turned Bonus once, and then stuck him shortly thereafter. A tech fall then for Mason Horwat, dominating Garrett Newman. 153 the time of the tech fall, 19-3 the final score. And at 160 pounds, Ewan Olson with a technical fall, 19-1 over Gage Clayton, 304 the time. After five bouts, it was Derry 20, McGuffey 5. Forfeit to McGuffey's Reed T. Gordon at 172. And Brady Brown with the couple of takedowns, a near fall, and the pin in the first minute and 1 seconds against Damian Pavarnik. And the time of the fall there, 101. Derry led 26-11 after seven bouts. The Trojans would win four of the final six to win the dual meet. McGuffey's Aaron Supler scores a major decision against Chase Lucon, 13-2 the final, to get the Highlanders to within 26-15. But pin and tech fall for the Trojans roll from there. Levi Haas with a first period fall at 285, 48 seconds in, pinning Mason Hewitt. We made the turn to the low weights, and Rocco DiCario gave up a takedown early on, but that was the only points scored by Blake Jamison. DiCario, an escape in the first, got a reversal and two near fall situations in the second to lead 10-3, and then scored 11 unanswered points through the end of the third period to win 21-3. Tech fall at 6 minutes. Derry led 37-15. Clayton Ely pinning Matthew Furnell in 52 seconds to get the Highlanders' final points at 37-21. And then the Trojans win the last two with a major decision and a Tech fall. Dylan Bateman over Tucker Main, 8-0. All that scoring in the second period. Escape, a takedown, and a near fall for Dylan Bateman to win 8-0. And then Giovanni Beatrice, 12 points in the first, and 22 seconds in, a takedown and a near fall to set up the Tech fall at the 127. 18-0, your final score in that bout, 2:22 the time, and the team board final, Derry 46, McGuffey 21. We'll take a look at what this all means when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
So our situation looks like this. Number one, Burl. Number two, Derry will wrestle for the WPIL 2A championship. That match scheduled to start at 11:30. Number three, McGuffey. Number four, Quaker Valley will wrestle for third place and positioning into the state bracket. The WPIL champion will host a pairing on Tuesday and await the winner of the WPIL fourth place finisher and District 6 runner-up. The WPIL runner-up will travel to wrestle the District 5 champion. The the WPIL third place finisher will wrestle against District 10 runner-up at District 6 champion. And as we mentioned, the WPIL fourth place finisher will wrestle the District 6 runner-up. That will be at the WPIL champion site on Tuesday, and they'll have to win twice to reach the state team tournament. Time to recognize our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Outstanding wrestler. I'm going to go all the way back to bout number three, 145 pounds. McGuffey's Victor Bonus, Jeremiah Guess for the Derry Trojans. Guess with a takedown, Bonus with a penalty point, 3-1 after one, and then Guess just totally dominant in that second period, picked up a four-point near fall halfway through, and about 10 seconds later, stuck Bonus to put Derry in front, a lead they would never give back. Jeremiah Guess, our outstanding wrestler of this bout, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our coverage of the WPIL AA Team Tournament is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by McAdoo's Towing and Crane. Their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. By Lone Pine Country Club, a great championship golf course, and so much more. Call 724-222-4700 for membership details. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Coming up shortly, the WPIL Team Tournament AA third place matchup as number 3 McGuffey takes on number 4 Quaker Valley. Our thanks to the head coaches, the WPIL Wrestling Committee, and to Brian Geyer and Justin Piles, the entire crew here at Peters Township. For our director, Dacia Skolnekovich, our producer, Jacob Knisner, and our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thank you so much for being with us. In the WPIL Wrestling Team Tournament AA Semifinals, it was Derry 46, McGuffey 21. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS and Flow Wrestling.